Do you ever experience good fear? Today you'll find out what that means and why you want to chase that feeling with everything you have. Hello and welcome to Unleash Your Inner Creative Minisodes. My name is Lauren LaGrasso. I'm an award-winning podcast host and creative coach, and I am so excited to bring you the very first presentation of Unleash Minisodes. So what's going to happen this week is that every day I will come on the pod and share with you bite-sized episodes. So each show will contain actionable advice about creativity, working toward your dreams, and self-development. They are full of tools that you can implement in your life that same day. So let's get to it. Today's topic, as I mentioned, is good fear. So my call to action for you is to try something that gives you good fear and then ask for more. So first of all, before we get into it, I wanted to define what I am calling good fear. So I define it as that scared and excited feeling you get when you know you're getting closer toward yourself and your dream. And you're scared you might not be able to pull it off, but you also really hope and think you can, and you're starting to see the dream unfolding before your eyes. The difference between good and bad fear is something you definitely want to start to think about when you're calling in more of this good fear. So good fear is the kind of fear that cracks you open and expands you. So it's more of an expansive feeling. It's like still an oh shit feeling, but it's a open oh shit feeling. Bad fear, danger, this isn't a good idea, your gut telling you something wrong, that kind of fear constricts you, brings you into yourself. It's a small, stifled feeling in your body, often swirly and bad in your stomach. So you'll know the difference between the good and the bad fear when they hit you. So I would encourage you, figure out as you're listening to this, where does good fear live in my body? When have I felt that? And what did it feel like in my body? And where does bad fear live in my body? When have I felt that? And what does it feel like in my body? To go back to the good fear, I'm going to give you an example of what this has recently looked like in my life and why I'm thinking about this right now and want to share it with you. So I often, because I produce a lot of shows outside of my own, get asked to go to these really cool events in LA. And I got to go to this amazing event, and I was just kind of assuming they had invited me because of one of the podcasts I work on. Like, I never really know why I'm being invited. It also always kind of feels like this like weird dream that I'm in. Like, I live in LA and I go to these events. In my head, I'm still an 18-year-old in Michigan sometimes, you know? So I go to this event with my friend Emily, who used to produce this podcast, and we walk up, and on the list, I looked to see my name. And I was fully expecting it to say Lauren LaGrasso and then one of the shows that I work on. And next to my name, it said Lauren LaGrasso, Unleash Your Inner Creative. My first feeling was, oh my gosh, they see me because of my voice, not because of how I support other people's voices, my voice. And then my stomach dropped and I was like, oh my God, they see me because of my voice. Is it happening? Is the podcast expanding? Am I finally getting what I've been saying I want all these years and starting to reach more people and reach the people who really see and need to hear from me? And there was an oh shit moment. It was like, wow, this is so exciting. And I'm absolutely terrified. But as I felt that terror creep in, it was like a excited, scared hybrid. And the first thing I thought was, Lauren, you need to ask God to send you more of this. So I said to God, I said to my spirit guides, I said to the universe, thank you for this feeling. I want a lot more fear like this. I am ready. I am ready to take this fear on. I am not afraid. I'm ready to step into myself and be the person I always thought I would be. Give me more. I can handle it. So when you feel that good fear come in, when you take a creative risk, when you're recognized for something you do, when you have a great idea and you're scared about what it's going to look like to execute that, acknowledge it, feel it in your body, let yourself feel the hybrid feeling of both the fear and the excitement. And then I want you to ask for more. So this is the call to action for you, okay? Start noticing when good fear comes up in your life. And it will often be one of these moments where you're being called to be more of yourself, to step toward your dream, to do something that you've always wanted to do, but you're secretly scared you can't do it, but you know you can. So notice when that starts to come up in your life. Seek out opportunities to put yourself in the way of that kind of fear. I'll give you another example. I've been wanting to do more music stuff, and so I've just been saying yes to music opportunities. And I saw this thing pop up. Linda Perry, the famous singer-songwriter and producer, is putting on this event for women in music at Hotel Cafe. And I'm like, it's only $10. You get an opportunity to potentially sing for her. I'm terrified, so I'm going to do it. And so it's just like almost like seeking out these opportunities, okay? So you're going to start noticing when the good fear comes up. You're going to start seeking out opportunities to put yourself in the way of the fear. When you do feel it, you're going to acknowledge it. You're going to say thank you. And you're going to say, I am ready. You're going to let God, the universe, life, whatever you believe in, let them know that you are ready for this challenge to step toward yourself and toward your dream, and that you want more. It's almost like you're giving this good fear your gratitude so it expands. And I will tell you this. So since I did that, this wild thing happened today, the day that I'm recording this podcast, and the listenership of the podcast has gone up, I don't know, it's somewhere between 400 and 800% in one day, and I'm randomly getting all these followers. And so like the more we step toward this good fear, I really think the more life gives us opportunities to feel this scared, exciting feeling and also to be more ourselves. So seek out the good fear, ask for more. And I'm just saying, like, life will start to reward you. And then I felt scared by all those followers because I'm like, I don't know where they came from. But I don't need to control that. Like, I'm not the gatekeeper of my success in my life. It's kind of like giving it up. Like, you're saying, like, I know there's a higher power orchestrating this. So let go, let God, but let God know that I'm okay with the blessings that are being rained down on me. So seek out good fear, ask for more. And let me know some of the blessings that come into your life when you seek out this fear, are grateful for it, and ask for more. I love you and I believe in you. We will be back tomorrow with another Unleash minisode, so stay tuned for that. This Unleash minisode was hosted and executive produced by Lauren LaGrasso, edited by Rachel Fulton, with music by Liz Full. For more information on Unleash and me, follow us at Lauren LaGrasso and at Unleash Your Inner Creative on social media. If you like what you heard today, especially if you like these minisodes, please leave us a rating and review so we know you like them and we can start to put them into rotation. Also, these rating and reviews, I know every podcaster talks about it, but it really, really helps the show. And it's just like the greatest feeling in the world when I look and I see a new one. So if you liked it, please consider leaving one. Also, consider sharing the show with a friend. I believe in you. Talk with you tomorrow.